with everybody.
Thank you, Martin. Good morning, everyone. Well, there's a lot of you. Thank you for coming today, and particularly I want to thank my family, and it's so good to see you all here. My story starts quite a long time ago, but 8 years ago I underwent surgery to replace my right knee. Unfortunately, I got a serious infection and suffered a dangerous accumulation of DVTs in my lower leg. Both conditions were serious, and although the blood clots were dissolved, the infection quickly developed into sepsis, and I found myself in a fight for life and admitted to intensive care. I struggled to make any sense of what was happening, but I knew that things didn't look good. I was aware of several shadowy shapes of people. They were talking at the bottom of my bed. I tried to open my eyes properly, but failed. A female voice asked, "What else can we do?" And I heard a deep male voice reply, "We've done all we can. He's had every antibiotic we have. All we can do now is wait." And almost as an afterthought, he said, "And pray." At that moment, I was scared, so afraid. I really didn't want to die. I didn't feel that I was ready. I felt panic gripping me. But that word, pray, the word sounded loudly in my head. And I could hear a small voice, and it said to me, "Keep calm." Hesitantly, and from my foggy memory, words clumsily came to mind. And I began praying silently. It took all my strength to concentrate. But I prayed at that moment like I had never prayed in my life before. The words seemed to echo in my head. I felt the hard truth and the sincerity of those silent words. And suddenly, where it's been so dark and so cold within the chasm of my inner self, I felt a warmth, and I glimpsed a light. And the light grew brighter, but it was pure, it was white. So white. The glare, even with my eyes closed and in the state I was, it startled me. But my soul felt wide open. I felt weightless, almost floating, but a sensation of happiness, fulfillment, almost satisfaction. And it saturated my body, and I didn't feel helpless or lonely anymore. With that, my fear dissolved, and I knew that my prayer had been answered. Sometime later, I came around, and almost effortlessly, I sat up in bed. A nurse sat next to me, and she jumped up, and she dropped the book or chart that she'd been holding, and she looked at me as if she'd seen a ghost. My mouth felt a bit like now, actually. Dry, it felt like the inside of an athlete's flip-flop. I croaked, "Could I have a cup of tea, please?" Well, that solves everything, doesn't it? Oh, and a piece of toast, that'd be nice. But in the next few hours, I learned how dire my situation had been and realised my recovery was nothing less than miraculous. I cried, but I cried in gratitude, not in sadness. I have cried many times since. But this was the beginning of my road back to health and to my Saviour, Jesus Christ. It wasn't easy. I've spent the next 6 years in and out of hospital. No one ever told me that infections, they can go, but they can come back and hit you again. And I had quite a bit of that. In the adversity, I continued to pray. I kept the promises I made in the darkness. On the path, and I wasn't alone. Besides fighting off infection, I was living with rheumatoid arthritis, which I'd been living with since I was in my mid-30s, and fibromyalgia. I survived 2 heart attacks and a relationship breakup, and as a result, severe anxiety and depression. Through all this time, our Lord stood by me. He guided me home here to Porthcawl, where I'd left 42 years ago. And he guided me to Gilgal, and he wrapped me in his grace. I prayed the prayer of commitment, and I learned the importance of repentance. And today, I come to be baptized in the name of our Lord to demonstrate he has washed away my sins and show that I have been born anew, to live my life in obedience of God's holy word. Through reading and getting a better understanding of my Bible and regular prayer and worship, I now know God better. And by becoming a useful member of his fellowship, I will ensure that I never err from the path of light, good and righteousness again. And I will follow the calling of my Lord wherever he may lead forever. And that is my testament.
Well done. Give Martin a clap.